The summer shipping season is about to come to an end for the port of Oswego. As WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, the port says it's seen growth in the amount of goods coming through its facility, which it attributes to recent infrastructure investments and the continued success of several companies the port does business with.
Port of Oswego Executive Director Zelko Korinchik says this year's season saw a nearly 30% increase in the amount of aluminum shipped to the port and a doubling of railcar traffic over last year. There was also a record number of soybeans shipped to the facility, thanks to what Korinchik calls a perfect growing season. But he says as more cargo comes into the port, new challenges develop.
As you do more volume, your costs also rise. Labor costs, insurance costs, and everything else, operating costs. But nevertheless, it has been a good year. I think the biggest challenge the port is going to have in the next couple of years as it continues to grow is to sharpen its operating model. We have to be very competitive. Otherwise, the suppliers, the vendors out there are going to seek other means.
Korinchik says the profit margins on cargo coming into the port is very small, and the port risks losing money by moving freight too often or by damaging it. Last year's cargo shipping season ended in late December, and Korinchik says this season could last almost as long, provided the weather cooperates. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.